This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bad to the Bone Award. When they win, it is game balls. When they lose, it is blame balls. And there was a lot of bad to go around with the Eagles yesterday and a very aggravating day. Obviously, you can weigh in on all of it on the phone lines. Let's do it right now as far as Bad to the Bone Award. John, first crack at it. Blame ball goes to whom?
I struggled which coach to give this to.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going Michael Clay.
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
I think you got number one.
I was very troubled by the way that when it mattered most, yep. We were unable to, wow. Not anywhere close to good enough. And it's Sidney Brown jumping off sides in our last kickoff, added 5 yards to an already robust return that they were just knocking it out of the park all day on their return game. Not good enough. When we needed it, we needed a tackle, we needed to shut them down, we jumped off sides. Instead, they started their final fateful drive of that game from the 43-yard line.
Well, I'll just add this on, John, and then we'll keep it rolling. But I'm going to give you the 8 starting spots for Washington yesterday on kickoffs. Here we go. Here are the 8. Washington's 40.
Oh.
The Eagles 43.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going in order. This is the only one by the Eagles that was good. The only one. Washington's 22. Washington's 33. Washington's 37. Washington's 39. Oh. Washington's 35. Washington's 43.
That's incredible.
That's horrendous.
My coaches, my special teams coaches back in the day, if you got it out past the 25, if you got it to the 25, it was a massive accomplishment.
I know it was cold, and that's going to impact it, but let me put it this way. We weren't seeing the Eagles' return units get out to near the 40-yard line with consistency. Washington started, average starting on the 8 times was the 38-yard line, unacceptable. Seltzer, Bad to the Bone Award, blame ball to who?
There's definitely a lot of blame to go around, but I'm going to show how little I care about the actual loss and do something I've never done before.
Abstain?
No, I'm giving the blame ball today to Joe Davis and Greg Olsen for nonstop throughout the whole second half of the game. Oh, my God, how is Washington in this game? 4 turnovers, 5 turnovers. What a miraculous performance from not mentioning at all that our quarterback was out since the second drive.
I agree.
Like, I thought it was... Honestly, it was one of the most insane broadcasts I've ever heard. And I think Greg Olsen's phenomenal.
He's great.
I thought it was a travesty of a broadcast.
Look, I agree, and I'll ding Olsen even more for the ridiculous comment that technically the Washington right tackle wasn't offsides.
Oh, my God.
But he was clearly offsides.
So far offsides.
False star, whatever the hell you call it.
It was a false star.
False star.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying. Come on.
Moved early.
It was ridiculous. All right.
But it was slow-mo.
It was slow-mo.
It tricked our eyes. It didn't. He was offsides in real mo and slow-mo and every mo.
All right, Rhea, blame ball to who?
James, this is why I sync it up with Merrill and Mike. I don't listen to the TV coverage anymore, and it's a blessing. I am going with Braden Mann. I know he's been terrific all year, but you know, in the same vein as John. But when that opening kickoff, they got the ball at the 40, I went, this is not a good sign. And it never got any better.
No, it didn't at all.
I was with you on going, try Elliott.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if Jake Elliott has an injury and if that's been why the field goals have been off and he hasn't been. Like, I can understand.
Jake Elliott's leg is nowhere close to as strong as it was even last year.
Clearly.
He has not been kicking off all season.
Yeah.
You know, that's problematic. Yesterday, the 50-yarder was the longest field goal he's made this year.
That's right.
Think about that.
That's right. And in the past, you didn't have the punter kicking off. But hypothetically, had you, and the punter's not getting the ball deep because it's cold, common sense would say, well, just go put Elliott out there. He should be able to get it to the end zone. Because normally,
got a weak leg. Well,
oftentimes, he could kick it out of the end zone.
Yeah.
So if he can normally kick it out of the end zone, all right, Cold, hopefully kicks it to the end zone, they don't return it.
Now it
so
is.
Weird.
Think about this, though, Joe. Now, when we're angling those kicks, you have to kick it significantly farther to get it to the end zone or into the end zone if you're angling it to the corner.
Yeah, or the landing zone, which is a whole. What is that? Is that the 20-yard line? What is it? What is the landing zone?
It's the big area.
No, but there's got to be a yardage. Does anyone, Ray, do you know? Seltzer, does anyone know? I think is it the 20-yard line for the landing zone? Like, what is it?
Yeah, 20-yard line.
All right. Well, you should be able to get it to the 20.
Between the receiving team's goal line, and the 20-yard
line. All right.
But it was the first time I think we had dealt with it.
Yeah, I've seen it in other games this year, but not Eagles games.
Right.
Yeah. All right. One more blame ball. I got to go CJ GJ. Look, guys, I get
it. No Devontae, which is wild, too.
No, because you know what? I can accept a drop more than I can accept a guy with a second infraction that gets him thrown out of the game. I can. I just, you know, guys, I get it. It's confusing to know on the CJ GJ thing who's more wrong, him or the ref. I get it. Okay? There is smack talk being said out there constantly, okay?
The whole
constantly.
Game.
But.
Every play.
But know this, John. Would it really shock you if CJ GJ takes it to a bigger level? Would it shock you?
Well, we know that he must have. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair that words can actually create this sort of infraction that causes you to be ejected from the game.
Well, to your point before, Joe, he has to know better. Once he has one on him,
totally.
Whatever he did, like, you just can't do anything. You have to rein it the hell in.
You do. I mean,
he has to know better. So he should divert entirely from his game, the way that he plays
football.
Yeah,
when you have one personal foul on you, you have to at least rein it in.
Playing that way. I don't understand that.
Well, but I'll say this.
I don't think it's that easy.
Well, I'm not saying it is that easy, but I know this.
He's a veteran.
But here's also this. There are some words that, and I'm not going to say them.
No, but you should.
There are some words that can get you dinged for taunting.
You probably should get dinged for.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. So we're going from an absence of information here. Mm-hmm. But he hurt the team by continuing it on. And so, all right. You get my point. It's aggravating. That hurt. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to A.J. Brown on the loss. Obviously, it was a really annoying game, but I think far from the end of the world. I don't think it really changes the equation much for the Eagles. Now, it would have changed it much more if Detroit, Minnesota had lost. They didn't, but Eagles, you know, pretty much were going to be the 2 seed. Now they're very much likely to be the 2 seed. I really hope Kenny Pickett can play on Sunday. If Jalen doesn't, we'll see. AJ, after the game on the loss, here's what he said.
What do you think were some of the biggest contributors to not coming out on top today?
Self-inflicted. A lot of those today. You know, it was at times we can keep our emotion. You know, I'm talking about offense. I don't know what happened on defense, but just self-inflicted.
Why do you think that was?
Intensity of the game. You know, when you're getting challenged and somebody, you know, talking they talk, you know, hitting you after the play, you're going to fire back. I would want you to fire back. You know, I don't want you to just get hit on and say, you know, be a bully. You know, but we just got to do it within the rules and within the play. So that's all.
I agree. I think that's well summed up. Do it within the rules.